Advancement is a path, not a final stop. Imagine a wrestling match where the underdog struggles against a much larger opponent. The crowd shouts, "Get up, stand up!" But under the weight, standing seems impossible. This scene shows that progress isn't just about rising when life's challenges weigh you down. Progress, like Furtick's mindset, "I'm not stuck unless I stop," means more than overcoming obstacles alone. It's about recognizing when you're stuck and knowing that moving forward often requires seeking help and embracing support from others and God. Imagine realizing the importance of managing your finances for future stability. Initially feeling stuck due to lack of knowledge and fear of taking risks, you decide to seek help from a friend who is more financially knowledgeable. This friend doesn't just give advice, they share their own experiences, both mistakes and successes. Reaching out like this turns your frustration into a sense of direction and possibility. It shows how admitting you need help and taking that first step toward learning can bring freedom and growth. Move forward with faith. To make progress, you must accept where you are now, but refuse to stay there. It's knowing that in your struggles, God isn't distant but stands beside you. He gives you strength and guidance, but it's your choice to follow His lead. This partnership with God empowers you to keep going, even when life feels overwhelming. Choosing to move forward means trusting God's provision and guidance. It's relying on grace and seeking God's next step for you, knowing His power works through you. Understanding that Jesus makes you capable brings security, confidence, and self-acceptance. This leads to a new, improved version of yourself, growing with God's grace and your willingness to learn. Helen Marula's triumph, a lesson in faith and strength. Olympic wrestler Helen Marulis faced a pivotal match against a top opponent. Just before the competition, amidst the crowd's excitement, Helen reminded herself, "Christ is in me. I am enough." This mantra was not just a motivational phrase. It expressed her identity and strength in Christ. Her victory highlighted her skill and the power of her faith and self-belief. This story is not just about sports success. It's a lesson for you in handling daily challenges like anxiety, financial issues, or inadequacy. Remember, with Christ in you, you have limitless worth and capability. Your difficulties do not define you. They are opportunities to show your strength, grounded in Christ's presence. Accept abundance and self-worth. Recognizing your worth through Christ helps shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance. This journey to the new you involves reevaluating your resources and seeing time, love, and energy as gifts that multiply when shared. Start each day believing you have enough for what God has planned for you, moving from a never-enough mentality to one of abundance and grace. On this path of self-acceptance and growth, you may face comparison and self-doubt. Remember, your worth isn't up for debate. Like Helen, who stood firm against her challenge, hold on to your God-given identity and value, unaffected by the world's temporary judgments. To recognize who you are in Christ means understanding that you're continually growing and changing. Accept that you're not perfect. But find peace knowing your worth doesn't depend on what you achieve or fail at, but on Christ's presence within you. Live out this belief by showing forgiveness, pursuing your dreams, or simply being kind to others. Use the mantra, "Christ is in me, I am enough," to guide your daily life and challenges. By doing so, you'll embody the truth that with Christ, you are fully adequate. This mindset will give you the confidence and grace to face each day, shining with His light in everything you do. Belief opens limitless possibilities. At 54, Rick Beato ventured into YouTube, a platform dominated by much younger creators. Initially uncertain, Rick's decision transformed him from a behind-the-scenes music producer to a respected online music educator with millions of followers. His openness to change and willingness to step into unfamiliar territory exemplify the essence of the third mindset. With God, there's always a way, and by faith, I will find it. This mindset challenges you to replace the fear of failure with the question, what if it succeeds? It urges you to invest your effort and ambition in every moment, regardless of the uncertainty of the outcome. Solomon's wisdom in Ecclesiastes reminds us to work diligently during the day and avoid idleness at night. This isn't about working endlessly, but about seizing every opportunity with faith in God. It encourages us to sow generously throughout our lives, trusting that God guides our journey even when the future seems uncertain. The power of faith in overcoming challenges. Your faith is the key that unlocks countless opportunities, turning ordinary moments into extraordinary ones. It gives you the bravery to move forward, purposefully heading toward the future that God has assured you. Along this journey, you'll encounter both victories and challenges. Each step you take proves the strength of your faith to pave a path even when it seems impossible. Your story isn't defined by times of doubt, but by moments of resilience, fueled by the belief that with God, there's always a solution. Whether you're overcoming self-doubt or navigating new experiences, let your faith guide you like a compass toward the limitless possibilities that await. Create your journey aligned with God's will. Abby, a young girl learning to swim, faces the challenge of crossing the pool in one breath. This task is not just about physical stamina, but also about overcoming the lizard brain, the part of the brain that triggers fear and doubt. With each stroke, Abby transitions from the old you, driven by fear, to the new you, characterized by courage and faith. Her successful swim, despite the fears, becomes a powerful metaphor for overcoming internal barriers and accepting the fulfilling life God promises. Abby's story parallels Jeremiah's, a young man called by God to be a prophet. Initially, Jeremiah responds with hesitation, "Alas, sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am too young." God's reassurance, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you," echoes the encouragement Abby receives. Both stories highlight the journey of conquering self-doubt through faith and trust in God's presence. Transform your mindset for confidence. Both stories, intertwined with battling the instinctive lizard brain, highlight the broader theme of finding your path aligned with God. They emphasize the importance of walking confidently, not relying on your strength, but knowing that God is with you, working through you, and fighting for you. This journey isn't free of challenges. Fear, doubt, and your own insecurities will often try to hold you back. However, as Abby's swim and Jeremiah's call to prophecy demonstrate, everyone can overcome these obstacles by holding on to God's promises and His unwavering support. Your inner dialogue shapes your reality. So change your perspective. Quiet the doubts and fears that threaten your confidence, and embrace your journey with faith. Protect your heart from negativity, and view your circumstances through God's truth and promises. Make happiness your goal. Years ago, during a family vacation, Ferdic sparked a conversation about happiness. He asked, "Who's the happiest person you know?" Expecting lighthearted or flattering responses, he was surprised when the conversation turned inward. Notably, no one mentioned him as the happiest person they knew. This moment made Ferdic pause and reflect on how his expressions of happiness were perceived, especially by his family. This reflection led him to think deeply about joy and its pursuit. Inspired by the psalmist's words, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." He realized that joy isn't something that just happens naturally. It's something you must actively seek and nurture. This realization was eye-opening, emphasizing personal responsibility in fostering joy. It wasn't merely about discovering joy, but about making it a daily mission, a deliberate effort that demands attention and purpose, a path to emotional well-being. In his journey, Furtick discovered that emotions, including joy, are not just natural but essential gifts from God. He realized that taking ownership of his emotions and actively opting for joy was crucial for his spiritual and emotional health. This understanding was rooted in the belief that while each person is responsible for their joy, ultimate peace and happiness come from God. Furtick's story reminds us powerfully that joy is both a choice and a journey. Embracing this new you involves recognizing that happiness originates internally, nurtured by the presence and influence of the Holy Spirit within. This perspective acknowledges that while emotions are part of being human, they do not define us. Instead, like the new you, we can take control of our attitudes, knowing that joy, satisfaction, contentment, gratitude, forgiveness, freedom, and confidence grow within us through God's work in our lives. Consider how you can actively take steps to create happiness in your life. Remember, emotions are a significant part of who you are, intricately woven into your existence by God. Embrace this mindset. Your joy is your responsibility, but also recognize that God provides strength and contentment. God grants all you need to accept the now. Trenton, a vibrant 23-year-old with cerebral palsy, volunteers at Furtick's church as a greeter. He drew inspiration from a sermon and a song titled, More Than Able. The sermon emphasized using one's inherent abilities, citing Gideon from the Bible, who relied on his existing strength as instructed by God. Despite perceptions shaped by his disability, Trenton realized God could work powerfully through his life. He noted that adding go to disable transforms into God is able, reshaping his view of limitations into a testament to God's limitless power. This insight shows that God equips everyone for their seasons in life, encouraging us to embrace our potential in every moment. Unexpected strength in weakness. Ehud's story. In the Bible, Ehud, an unexpected hero, freed Israel from Moab by using his left-handedness as an advantage. Despite being from the tribe of Benjamin, which means son of my right hand, Ehud's left-handedness played a crucial role. Disguised as a tribute bearer, he crafted an 18-inch dagger concealed under his cloak to assassinate King Eglon of Moab. This daring and unusual mission succeeded, leading to Israel's liberation from 18 years of oppression. Ehud's story reminds us that God often turns what the world sees as weaknesses into strengths in his divine plan. It encourages us to embrace our unique abilities and step into our roles with confidence and faith, knowing that God equips us for every stage of life. The stories of Trenton and Ehud remind us that God's provision and strength are perfectly suited to each phase of life. They urge you to embrace the present moment, using your unique abilities and perspectives, no matter how unusual, to fulfill. Key points. 1. Progress is ongoing and requires seeking help and embracing support. 2. Admitting you need help leads to learning, freedom, and growth. 3. Trusting God empowers you to move forward and overcome struggles. 4. Faith in Christ gives you strength and worth to face daily challenges. 5. Shifting to a mindset of abundance improves self-worth and acceptance. 6. Accept your journey with faith, overcoming doubts and fears with God's help. 7. Actively seek joy and emotional well-being, relying on God's strength.